This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Coretta Scott King was not just the wife of the late civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr. She was also an accomplished activist in her own right. She traveled the world and advocated for racial and social equality for people of all walks of life. And in 1968, the same year her husband was assassinated, Scott King founded the King Center, which has served as a base of operations for modern-day activism. She passed away in 2006. Now, Scott King's life is chronicled in a posthumous memoir. It's titled, My Life, My Love, My Legacy. To learn more about Coretta Scott King, I traveled to the King Center in downtown Atlanta to meet with another accomplished woman in her own right, human rights activist Dr. Bernice King, the daughter of the late Martin Luther and Coretta Scott King, and she is the CEO of the King Center. Thank you so much for welcoming us here.
Thank you. Glad you're here.
So before there was a Michelle Obama, there was Coretta Scott King. She was just as stylish, educated. Mm-hmm. She was elegant, and she was strong. Mm-hmm. I know you've called her the architect of the King legacy, and she seemed to really master the art of being a strategic partner to her husband. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, how do you think she was able to do that?
Everything in her life is, I mean, it's just so divine when you really are able to look at these two lives merging. I tell people something that's very interesting is that my mother was 2 years older than my father. My mother went to Antioch College in Yellow Springs. My father went to Morehouse College. By the time my mother completes Antioch and goes to New England Conservatory of Music, she ends up meeting my father. Well, how's that possible if they're 2 years apart when my father had to leave Morehouse and spend another 3 years at Crozier Theological Seminary for his master's degree before he gets to Boston? It happened because it's like his life sped up. Her life had to slow down. She spent 6 years in college. Had she gone the normal route and had he gone his normal route, they never would have intersected. It was just a divine connection. And both of them were having similar kinds of exposure. And so when they met, it wasn't like he was trying to get her ready or vice versa. They were kind of ready for each other.
This book is based on several hours of interviews that she has told to Reverend Barbara Reynolds. And I'm sure you've listened to, all of it, if not most of it. But what did you learn about your mother that you didn't know?
That I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that she had a 2-year relationship with a Jewish gentleman.
A white Jewish man.
Yeah, for 2 years when she was at Antioch. So that was that was news to me, and that they were talking about marriage. It's interesting because I'm over her estate, and so I've seen letters from him to her. And so I began to put it all together.
It makes sense.
Because the letters didn't necessarily, they weren't really romantic like some of the other letters, because my mother had a few suitors in life. but when Barbara was writing this, or when I listened to some of the interviews and then read the manuscript, I was like, wow, I didn't know it was 2 years.
She was in a relationship.
Yes, exactly. and of course, I knew that my father had dated a white woman, but it was interesting to read that. I said, wow, I didn't know this about my mom.
So you know this is Women's History Month that mm-hmm. we're in right now, and I know the coordinators of the Women's March on Washington reached out to you, and you offered your support, and you shared a quote from your mother. And the quote was, "Women, if the soul of the nation is to be saved, I believe that you must become its soul." That's what you shared with them. Tell us about the story behind that moment when she said that, and why did you choose to share that?
My mother participated in a Mother's Day peace march in 1968. I think it may have been shared there. Mm-hmm. The reason I bring that quote up a lot is because I think that we uniquely bring something to our world as women. Women are the canals through which we all get here. Even if you don't bear children, that instinct and possibility is there. There's a unique strength we have. It's beyond physical. Men are strong, you know, physically, but women, because of the roles historically that we've had to play through time and the things we've had to juggle, cause us to have a certain kind of strength, and especially a spiritual strength that I think is very important to this time. When you talk about women being the soul and of the nation, I think that's what my mother was saying, you know, the conscience, that's where the spiritual comes from.
Did your father support her being a strong Black woman?
Yeah, I mean, in fact, he acknowledged her strength. He said sometimes she had more strength than he did during times of the movement. And, you know, really credits her with being, you know, that, I would say, real backbone for him. He probably would have come apart if it had not been for her. She was very nurturing and encouraging, you know, really believed in him a lot. So when he got down, she was the lifter of his spirits. And, you know, he would from time to time get a little depressed because he, you know, he had great expectations of himself. You know, he received a lot of criticism. But here was this, you know, woman who was by his side, his partner, who basically was saying, you know, I'm with you, and we need you in this movement.